Extremely interesting and inventive, this work uses a narrator to tell the story of a man's encounter with a ghostly house and its resident kitty. Using a myriad of effects, playable by the very youngest of musicians, this is House of Untold Horrors by Lauren Bernofsky.
But just enough to send a chill down the spine. Willoughby's wallaby walked along, listening to the sounds of the night. He heard an owl. A frog. A shark.
A shark?
And from far, far away, the sound of a lonely violinist practicing scales. But suddenly it started to rain harder. Yes, it was a heavy rain now. Willoughby's wallaby quickened his pace, and as the wind started to blow in great gusts, he began to look frantically around for a place, any place, to seek shelter. Suddenly, he saw a house with a large porch and a light on inside. He climbed the steps up to the porch. Finally, shelter from the rain. But not from the wind. That wind, that cruel, harsh wind, it seemed to rip away at his clothing as if it had chosen him, Willoughby's wallaby, as its victim. Willoughby's wallaby's heart started to beat faster. He knocked on the door. Slowly, slowly, the door opened. But no one was there. Wait, someone was there. And one thought only flashed in his mind like a strobing neon light. Escape! Willoughby's wallaby bolted out of the room, down the corridor, through yet more rooms, another corridor, doors bursting open as he flew like a rocket through the house. He arrived at the front entryway, but standing before him again was the purring kitty. However, the kitty was no match for his frenzy, and he sped towards that front door. Oh, wait. The kitty was a match. The kitty ate him. The end.